Welcome to Inside the Crew. I'm your host, Tyler Yaremchuk, going to take you around the last week around the Sherwood Park Crusaders in a pretty quiet week for the team. We'll get to that in just a second. Also, after we go through their win over the Bonnieville Pontiacs, I'll be joined on the line by Max Wutzke. He's a Crusaders defenseman. Haven't had a chance to chat with him yet on the podcast, so definitely excited for that. We'll get to that in just a minute. But like I said, just one game on the schedule this past week for the Crusaders, and it was another tough test, another measuring stick game, and another game where I thought the Crusaders handled themselves pretty well. I'll talk to Max about it in a second, but I was impressed with their victory. I was at the Spa for this one. They got that first goal of the game, and sometimes when you're going up against a tough opposition, you need a goal from sort of an unlikely source to kind of spark you and get you going. They got that with a fourth line goal, and it was a beauty early in the game. The way they just transitioned the puck up the ice, it was Highland in his debut finding Wieschester, who drove in, tapped it home, and gave him a 1-0 lead in the first. The disappointing part of that stretch was that Bonnieville responded 10 seconds later with Marc-Antoine Benoit finding the back of the net. So it was back to 1-1 just like that. But again, it was nice to see that depth kind of step up early in the hockey game. Will Zapernick got them on the board in the second period. But once again, Bonnieville was able to fight back. And the Crusaders controlled this game. They were without a doubt the better team in my mind. But Bonnieville hung around and they showed some things that I really, really liked. In the third period, the game looked destined for overtime in this one, if I'm being honest. The Crusaders had chance after chance after chance in the third period on the power play, and they could not find the back of the net on any of them. They weren't even really getting that good of looks. The best power play opportunity they had, I thought, was the second last one they got in the third period. But even that, you didn't score. Like, they were 0 for 7, 0 for 8, whatever it ended up being up to that point. They needed a goal, and their power play could have been a difference maker for them. It wasn't. And then ultimately, as I'm doing the crew wrap and writing up a bunch of things in there about how I think the power play has been disappointing, Jared White, in that final minute, with the man advantage, grabs the puck on the wing, scoops up a pass, the Bonnieville defenseman falls down, he bursts in, fires one glove side on Easton Hess, and he gives the Crusaders the victory. A good win for the Crusaders. You would have liked that their power play could have allowed them to create a little bit of separation there. It didn't. They got 2 points, and they didn't give Bonnieville the overtime loser point either. So in the grand scheme of things in the North, it was still a successful night for them. Their power play is still third in the AJHL, but it's been a little bit consistent and inconsistent, in my opinion. On the flip side of that special teams coin, their penalty kill has just been absolutely tremendous. It's tops in the AJHL at 90%. And if you go back to that game against the Bonnieville Pontiacs, it came up big for them on multiple occasions. It ended up only going 1 for 5 in the game. But when you go through the third period, they had to kill off 2 back-to-back power plays in the third. In the second period as well, right at the end of the period, they had a couple power play looks. But at the beginning, again, they gave Bonnieville back-to-back chances with a man advantage, and their penalty kill really came through for them. So I thought that was really good to see on that side of the special teams coin. I had a chance to talk to Michael Menzies, and actually he'll be one of my guests this week on Inside the AJHL, 9 a.m. on TSN 1260. But I talked to him in the first intermission of that game, and it was his first chance to see the Crusaders live in action. And he just said, man, so fast. And we got into a conversation a bit. This is a team that kills you with four lines. Of course, a lot of people look at the scoring leaders in the AJHL at the top of the league, and they see Zapernick, they see Savoy, and they see Atwal, who are all still in the top 10 of things, and of course Michael Benning in there as well. But it's four lines for the Crusaders that play a similar style. They push a similar pace as well, and I thought that was definitely the case against Bonnieville. They just come out and they know how to put pressure on teams, and you can sit there and play the matchups if you're an opposing coach and say, my top two defenders are going up against that top line, and that might work for a little bit for you. But then it's those other three lines that can kill you, and we saw that in that game with Brett Wieschester getting a goal in the first period. Taking a look at the North Division standings right now, the Crusaders split that set with the Saints a couple weeks ago. They grab a win against Bonnieville. They hold on to the top spot. They're 21-2 with 42 points right now. Spruce Grove sitting in second there, 18-5. They're 6 points back of the Crew, and Bonnieville starting to slowly nudge up. Right now, there's 8 points back of the Crew of the Saints, but they have 2 games in hand, so a chance for them to continue to make up some ground. The Whitecourt Wolverines are a very fascinating team. I talked to their head coach, Sean Martin, last week. They're a young group that's really starting to gel. They're a team to watch as well. So that's your quick look at the North Division. And now it's time to get to our big guest of the week as we bring in Max Wutzke, the Crusaders defenseman. Max, thanks for your time today. Excited to have you on the show. After 115 games in the BCHL, you come back to Alberta. When you first kind of got the news this summer that you'd be traded and you'd be coming to Sherwood Park, what was your reaction?
Well, from everything that I'd heard prior to getting traded about this organization and how well the team was structured last year, it was really an honor just to be picked up by the Crew, because, I mean, I came into a team that had pretty much every piece in place to have a great, successful year so far. And I think we've really started off well. I was very, very pleased with that move for my career, especially during my 20-year-old season.
Yeah, and we'll get to that 20-year-old season in just a second here. Like you said, it's been a successful start for you guys on the ice. But off the ice, what have kind of been your impressions of the organization and of the city?
Off the ice, organization runs very smoothly. There's no real negatives to the Crew at all. And living in Sherwood Park's awesome. I mean, there's everything you could need. It's like living in sort of a smaller community in a big city, I guess. But it's been great. No complaints at all.
In terms of the play on the ice, like I said, you spent over 100 games in the BCHL, just the one career game with the Calgary Canucks back in 2016 in terms of AJHL action for you. But what are some of the differences on the ice between the BC and the AJ, and what kind of adjustments have you felt yourself having to make?
Overall, I would say the play isn't too much different, really. I mean, I'd say in the BCHL, it's a little bit more high-flying with a bit less structure defensively, which, I mean, I quite like having a bit of structure. And the way we, like, our structure works perfectly for the defenseman getting in the rush, getting involved in the O zone. Whereas in some BCHL instances, I just thought, like, there wasn't enough structure for the whole, that encompassed everything we, like, wanted to accomplish. There was a lot of high-flying, a lot more odd-man rushes, I would say. So I got good at defending those.
Getting to come here and work with Jeff Wojwicka, this is something I love asking all the defensemen I have on the podcast, but a guy who's done it at the highest level, what's that been like for you?
Oh, it's been an absolute treat. Yeah, Jeff's been great to work with. He's always energized and ready to go out there for practice and get the boys going. We split pretty much, I'd say, every practice forwards and D. So it's really fun getting to work with Jeff and, like, him showing us all these little intricacies of being a defenseman and way to move your feet, move the puck, make space for yourself, and just be able to make plays in the right situations. It's been a treat. He's been great, yeah.
Max Wutzke, my guest on Inside the Crew. Looking back through your last couple of years in the BCHL, we talked about this a little bit earlier, but some adversity for you. I mean, the broken femur in February, just how difficult was that, and how tough was it just to get back into the lineup?
It was beyond difficult, because coming back, I mean, I lost, after I broke my femur, I lost 40 pounds. So I was working uphill for sure. Like, first of all, just gaining the mobility back, being able to walk normally first before I could even start skating. Like, it took a good, I didn't start getting back on the ice till maybe to skating somewhat decently probably would have been in August. So from February until August, it was mainly just rehabbing, gaining some muscle back, and just learning how to walk again, pretty much. But yeah, no, it was a grind. It was a good 10 months of rehab, and it was some adversity for sure.
I'm sure you don't need me to tell you this, but that is not something a lot of people go through. Like, did it help kind of form a different perspective in your mind, not just playing hockey, but, like, in life in general?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I had a compartment syndrome as well, where you have, like, internal bleeding. Oof. So I ended up having to take, I had a lot of blood. They had to give me a lot of transfusions. I had 4 surgeries over the course of 2 weeks to get my leg closed, because it was so big when I got in there, just full of blood. It was like 32 inches around, solid as a rock. So they have to do the couple of incisions from my knee to my hip, and from my knee to my ankle, fasciotomies, as they call them, to get rid of the pressure. otherwise you could lose your leg. And they told my mom I almost didn't make it at one point because they're trying to give me so much blood and they couldn't find where I was bleeding out. So the perspective definitely shifted. I was just more happy to be on the earth again still, yeah, versus just trying to get back to play hockey. But kind of gave me a little bit more courage to work my butt off to get back and just enjoy it more this time around, knowing how quickly it can go away.
Yeah, no kidding. And I mean, and now you're back in Alberta. You're playing with a team like the Crusaders. I mean, you guys are 20-2. When you kind of compare the dark things you kind of had to go through to get here, does it make you sort of appreciate, I mean, how much fun it is to play hockey again and be winning hockey games?
Oh, 100% it does, yeah. I've been soaking it all in this year. I mean, I can't stop smiling when we talk about this team. Like, we have a great group of guys. The camaraderie is unbelievable. And just getting out there for games it's so much fun now. Like, seems like after the last 3 years kind of grinding in BC and then grinding out this injury, all the adversity kind of led here, and it's been some greener pastures, I would say, thus far.
Well, let's talk about this season so far. It's the 20-1 start, and then these last three games. Like, when I talked to people outside Sherwood Park, they always kind of said, well, you know, you guys had to play Okotoks and Drumheller, but you never had to play Spruce yet. You didn't have to play Bonnyville yet. You haven't gone up against Brooks. In these last three games, you have gone up against Spruce twice, and now you've gone up against Bonnyville as well. How have you felt like your team has handled these sort of measuring stick games?
Yeah, that's a great way to put it, measuring stick games, because yeah, we all had the two Spruce games circled on our calendar from the start of the year. That was pretty much what we were gearing up for. And I mean, the first one at home, they came in. I thought we played well. I just didn't think we got some of the bounces. We didn't bury on a few of our chances that we could have put them away a bit earlier before they ended up taking us down in that game. That was our first home loss too. But the next game at home in Spruce, we really, we didn't have our captain either. Arjun was out for that game. So it was really, that was a team moment where we really had to just come together and believe in ourselves. And we were dialed. Like, before that game, our trainer even told the coaches, like, the boys are dialed today. Like, we're going to have a good one. So we came out buzzing that game, and it was good. Bonnyville too, I mean, wasn't our best performance to begin with. We didn't skate on the weekend, so they were coming off of, it was our third game in 4 days, and we hadn't skated since Friday or whatever. So we were a bit rusty in the first, but we got it back. We got it going and came out with a win, so that's all you can really ask for on those ones.
As far as rivalries go, the Crusaders and Saints is top of the list in the AJHL, in the Canadian hockey community. Really, you got your first taste of it. What did you think?
Oh, I loved it. It's going to be a fun season playing against those guys. We definitely want to take the season series this year for sure. I mean, it's a huge rivalry. Yeah. I didn't know how big it was until I got here, and then we finally played them, and I realized, yeah, this is like the Battle of Edmonton.
Yeah,
I guess
the suburb series is what they dubbed it last season in the playoffs. I was talking to the play-by-play voice of the Bonnyville Pontiacs when they were here on Monday, and the first thing he said to me was, he's wow, like, they play so fast. And I talked about this a little bit earlier in the podcast before I brought you on, but a lot of guys will, you know, look at the stat sheet and they see Zapernick, they see Atwal, they see Savoy, they see Benning, and they go, well, they're top-loaded. That's not the case at all. This team really has, like, four lines, three pairings that all play and are committed to that fast, fast tempo of game, right?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. We have a very deep team. And I mean, the stat line might not show it because our top guys get a lot of points and power play points as well. But we are a deep team and that we can run four lines and three pairings because we all have the same mentality. We just want to move the puck quick, move our feet, get to open areas. And that makes the game a lot faster. Like, the less we're holding on to it, more we're moving it and getting to spots. It's really been good so far for us playing with speed like that. It takes opponents by surprise, especially when we get on the forecheck. And our other biggest aspect I've noticed that's really helped us is our tracking, our backtracking game. All of our forwards are busting back. It helps us D keep our gaps nice and tight so we can limit those entries and odd man rushes especially, which is one of the character pieces of all four of our lines is our backtrack. It's been great.
The last area I kind of wanted to touch on here with you was the next step for you in your hockey career. You said it's your 20-year-old season. This is a big one. Have you started talking to any schools yet? Do you have your focus on, is it NCAA for you? Is it maybe ACAC or U Sports up here in Canada? Have you had any of those conversations yet?
Yeah, I've been talking to a few NCAA, D3 schools mostly. But, yeah, no, still looking for maybe a D1 to come along. Mm-hmm. But if not, I'd be all right going for a D3 school, get a good education at institution that has a pretty good program as well. My options pretty open so far, but talking to a few, yeah, it's been good.
What are you looking to take when you get to school? Put you on the spot there.
I'm in the middle right now. I'm not sure exactly. I've been interested maybe in doing business before, but also – after my injury, kind of thinking maybe a kinesiology, sports medicine, maybe even going to chiropractic type route. So it's still a little bit up in the air for me.
Well, there's a lot of season left to worry about or to get through before you start to worry about school. So I really appreciate your time today, Max.
Thank you, Tyler. It's been a pleasure.
There you go. That is Max Wutzke, Crusaders defenseman. And man, what a story. You never know what you're going to get when you crack open these interviews here. And that was just a fantastic story to hear what he's gone through, the kind of low point he had to hit, and then you compare it to where he is now and the team he's playing on, the contributions he's making. I just thought that was an absolutely wonderful story, and I really appreciate Max coming on the podcast and sharing it. Two games this week for the Crusaders as we look ahead. They're up in Grand Prairie on Saturday. They have a 4-1 win under their belt over Grand Prairie in their only meeting so far this season. The Storm on the year, they're 8-13-1. That's good for fifth in the North Division, but they're coming off back-to-back wins over the Mob and over the White Court Wolverines. That'll be an interesting matchup. And then a neutral site game Sunday up in Fox Creek. The kids call it Fox Vegas. 3-0 versus White Court this year are the Crusaders, 16-6 is what the Crusaders have outscored them by. The Wolverines, though, similar to GP, slow start to the year, really starting to take some strides forward. They're 11-8-2 on the year. That's good for fourth in the North Division. So a road trip up north for the Crew, and it's going to be a really interesting one as well, playing a couple of the AJHL's good young teams. I appreciate Max Wutzke's time this week on the podcast. I appreciate you tuning in on Inside the Crew. This is BTIHockey.com and the Win Column Sports Network. I'm Tyler Remchuk, and I will talk to you next week.